Hi, my name is Fred Ehrlich. I'm interviewing Denise Sutton, a student who's been here for 2 years.
Hi, I'm Denise Sutton, and I've been at Everett since 2007. And I started in the RSS classes, the learning communities. And I started there because someone told me that that would be a good start for coming back after being out of school for 30 years.
What was your first impression of the college people getting an education, and did your impressions change?
I was scared to death. It took a lot of convincing for me to come back to school. My husband was the force behind that. He convinced me that I was smart enough and I could handle it. I was scared to come back and have to deal with all the young kids because you get a lot of snide remarks, and I still do. Like, you're too old to be here. I've gotten that one. And that kind of kept me away. But then I thought, you know, I need to finish what I started 30 years ago. And that's why I came back.
What is your favorite story and memory of your time here at EVCC?
That would be my first class with the teachers, Christina Wilson, Catherine Johnson. They're the ones who teach the RSS classes. They made me feel... And most of the people in that class were older students. They made us feel like we belonged and that we were safe there. No one was going to put us down for being older and stuff. But actually, we ended up having a good mixture of young and old. And we ended up being in groups like of 8. And the group I ended up in, we had like half and half. And we became like a family, my group. We had to take a book and turn it into a play. And we did The Glass Castle, and it was awesome. We became so close. It's like we were brothers and sisters. Even off out of school, we were together. We spent time together. We were there for each other when we had rough times. It was a good relationship to start school off with.
What is a meaningful relationship that you developed at EVCC?
With those 8 kids, the 8 students and the 2 teachers, Christina and Catherine. In fact, the whole class, we became like one huge family. At the end of our class, we all ended up in tears because a lot of us wouldn't see each other again. And that's how close we became. It made such an impact that we ended up caring so much about each other and outside of the classroom too.
What was something that happened during your time at EVCC that had a significant impact on you?
Well, there's a couple of things. I hate to keep going back to that class, but it did have a significant impact on me. It changed my way of thinking about school and that there were people who I was going to be going to school with that actually cared what happened to you. And so, because I went through a lot when I was in school. I went through a miscarriage in my first quarter here, and they were there for me. I was gone for a while. They called me. They made sure I was okay, and they were there for me. Even my teachers were there for me, and that made a big impact on me.
Do you have anything else you wish to add?
There is a counselor who, Evelyn Enriquez in the TRIO services, she has been, I'm not religious because I'm Wiccan, but she is like a godsend. She, when I felt like walking, she actually said she would come to my house and drag me back to school. She's been there to support me no matter what I've gone through. She has been my support. She's really an awesome lady.
Anything else?
Just the people I've met over the last 2 years. There's been some quirky ones that I'll never forget. Sarah's one of them. She's about 20 years younger than me. But she's so funny because we've been through so many classes together, and I've gotten to know her and stuff, and she's always saying, you know, you're so smart. I look up to you. I envy you. You know, you always are getting A's and stuff. But I look at her, too, because she's really smart, and she don't see it. And so we kind of feed off each other when we're in class together. It's a good balance. She drives me crazy, and I drive her crazy. So.
How much more time do you have until you graduate?
I have 2 more quarters, and then I'm planning on transferring to Western Washington.
And continuing what study?
Human services.
That's something you must like, then.
Yeah, I do. I like working with people. I'm actually, Evan's trying to get me to also go into education because I have a knack for English and I have a thing for history. And she said I would make an awesome instructor.
What would you say to someone that encouraged them to continue their education?
Come in with a positive attitude. It's okay to be scared. You're going to find people there who are going to support you. The ones who are not so nice are few and far between. And you just let that roll off. You remember the good relationships that you've made and stay positive.
What surprised you about being at EVCC?
I'm still here. I've been through a lot. I've been through a lot of surgery. I've hung in there and stuff, and I've kept my grades and with all the support, because I have support at the Disability Center too. Kathy there has been a real big support. Probably I've stuck with it, but my family won't let me quit either. So,
what things did you learn at UCC most significant to your life now?
That I can do anything. If I can get through my education, I can conquer anything. It's been a real uphill battle, but it's nothing worth getting. If you don't fight for it, it's not worth having.
What is something you appreciate about your time at Eric Kimmon College?
The friendships I made. I appreciate that the most. They made a big impact on how I saw life and how I see things, stuff now. Because they were there for me through the rough times.
Are you still in close contact with those people?
About three of them. I see them here at school, too. And if they see me, they always give me a hug. Or always, it's always, oh, I'm glad to see you. I miss you. And it's been a good experience here. I think I'd like to see more of the older students and the younger students, kind of like we did in my first class, come together like we did. And stuff, and not see the ages, to see that we could be a family, all of us. I see a lot of times I come into a lot of prejudice from the younger people. Why are you here? You're old. Well, you know what? You can be 80 and still want an education. So you're never told to get an education, and when you get the chance to get one, take it. And don't waste it.
Okay, I appreciate your time coming in.
Thank you.